The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yeah! For years, people love when I make that noise. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Is it a high school or is it a fight club? That is a question that South Suburban parents have been asking after there have been a string of brawls captured on cell phone video.
Oh, my gosh.
Taken during altercations outside the Crete Moni High School. Parents are upset and demanding the district take control of the problem.
It makes me sick to my stomach to know that my child is in that school and that his life can be in danger. There's more than two, three a day.
Two or three fights a day.
I even hear sometimes on a good day, seven.
I think the kids are running the school, and I don't think they're doing the kids any favors by allowing this kind of behavior. And I think that the administration needs to get a grip on this and get things under control.
Now, the district superintendent says while there have been fights, the scope of the problem is overblown, partly because of social media, partly because students make up a tiny percentage of the student body who are involved in the fighting.
What we see on video, you can see in any school. In the new day where we're expected to educate 100% of our children, it's our job to keep them all there and do the best we can with them. We're only going to exclude them when they're extreme behaviors.
Now that's interesting.
It is an interesting subject.
Because, well, that, his answer to that is, well, you know, we can't kick the troublemakers out is essentially what he's saying. Without saying it that way, and he should just say that, because they do need to change that situation, or there needs to be teeth of enforcement, and there isn't any. And when you see these videos, oh my God, they are unbelievable. And kids, it's not just, you know, like a couple of guys. I don't know if you saw the video from the Dan Ryan from a couple of nights ago, where these guys, one guy without a shirt on, there's always got to be a guy without a shirt on, is out there, and it's cold. It was not like it was like a warm night. Is out there fighting another guy, and they're, you know, it's two guys, you know, they're putting them up, and it's not like
that's
that.
That's how you can spot the knuckleheads right away.
Right. That is it. That would be, as we learned a couple of weeks ago from a state's attorney candidate, that would be a typical knucklehead
It's a tip-off.
Yeah, on the Dan Ryan. Mm-hmm. These are maybe a dozen kids at a time jumping, stomping, kicking other kids. I mean, it's I'm just amazed.
An educational environment.
Right. And no one can stop them. And I don't understand why they don't have, you know, in Crete Moni, there should be police officers in that school who are pulling those kids out and charging them. That's the only way now that they have a chance.
Well, it's true.
To stop this.
If it were on the street, in the middle of the street, or on just a public area, it would be assault, right? It would be battery. There'd be charges. And because it's on a school property, it's not.
And
it's terrible.
Well, kids will be cats. Cats up and cats. Watch the video. This is not like any fight I was ever involved in grade school or high school.
Apparently, though, there's a new state law going into effect which discourages suspension for fights. And so educators are kind of feeling like their hands are tied. Like, okay, we're supposed to educate them. We're not supposed to pull them out for a fight. But what do you do? Because how disruptive is this kind of behavior?
I just reading that Donald Trump is suggesting waterboarding for these kids. It's the only way
around much
this.
More.
And much more.
But I'm not telling you what.
Yeah, exactly, because I don't really know. All right, checking in at
number four.
Oh, the Lincoln Park Pirates. Lincoln Towing.
Oh, right.
Is in the spotlight after an online petition calling for its business license to be suspended has received more than 2,800 signatures in 1 week.
One of the most hated organizations in town, right? All towing companies, probably, for that matter.
Well, I mean, Steve Goodman wrote a folk song about them in the 1970s.
There's a play going on in Chicago about Lincoln Towing.
Yeah.
It's not a nice play.
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Eileen Manipole's car was towed from her building lot on January 29th, and she tracked it down. Lincoln Towing told her that she was parked illegally two buildings down, except that Manipole has been out of the country for several months and only just came back to Chicago. Her car was returned 5 days later, along with an emailed apology, but only after Manipole's alderman had to get involved.
It was really a lie. It's here. It's been parked here for almost 4 months. It's there. And it was the designated spot given to us by our landlord. I'm hoping that the system would change. Yeah, it's about time that they should mend their ways.
You know, there was an argument that, you know, for years and years and years, they would take any card anytime. just with impunity, because they didn't really have to worry about too much. It is amazing how – and people get mad because they don't want to get towed. I've seen this happen where there's particularly one – there's a downtown Walgreens. I mean, this is a little consumer advice for you. There's a Walgreens right on Ontario and Dearborn.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah. And people sometimes will pull into that lot.
Just real quick to go to the Portillo's or something like that, right? Just run across the street.
To run across the street. And you can be across the street, and somehow your car, it's like they tow it, but like it's a James Bond movie.
Seconds.
Like a helicopter comes by, and a gigantic magnet comes down, and your car gets pulled away. And I have seen people go running into the Walgreens to complain. I was just going across the street, and the Walgreens people that are the ones that are in trouble for it. And they were like, hey, you know, there's signs up. You can't really do that. It's never good.
The Dunkin' Donuts on Belmont used to be that way, too. Now they're putting something else up in that property, which is probably good.
Which they used to boot in that property, as I recall. Mm-hmm. It sounds like I've received all of this treatment, and maybe I have. Critics say that Lincoln Towing has a long history of improper towing. Here's your Steve Goodman.
In Chicago, where I live, there's an outfit that'd tow almost anything off the street. But they deal mostly with automobiles. And we call them the Lincoln Park Pirates. The street lamps are on in Chicago tonight. And lovers are gazing at stars. The stores are all closing and Daly is dozing. And the fat man's counting the cars. And there's more cars than places to put them, he said. But I got room for them all. So round them up, boys, cause I want some more toys. Hit the lot by the grocery store. To me,
way, hey, toll away. The Lincoln Park Pirates are we.
From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy. And we always collect our fees.
There you go, right there.
Reminds me of Les Mis a little bit.
That's 44 years ago Steve Goodman wrote that song, the late, great Steve Goodman.
44 years
ago. So let's just think about that for a second.
Still applies.
Yeah, still totally applies. All right, where were we? We're in the top five at five, and we have gotten our way all the way to...
Number three.
That's not that far. Hey, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is defending his sulking.
He's upset. He lost, man. He's a competitor.
He was acting like what Donald Trump called Ted Cruz, and then here he is. Look at this.
I'm human. I've never once said that I was perfect. I never proclaimed that I was perfect. But at the end of the day, you know, people pick and they do things of that sort. And that the truth of the matter is, you know, who are you to say that your way is right? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, we got all these people that's condemning and saying, oh, man, he should have did this, that, and the third. But what makes your way right? I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to. It's not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to win football games.
Actually, it is a popularity contest. I think he misunderstands that concept.
That's you mean for endorsements and things like
that's
that?
That's how you get the Campbell's commercial. And that's how
the
you
Wheaties
get
box.
His yogurt commercials, yeah.
That's how you get one of those insurance companies to get behind you so you can sing songs.
Right,
and stuff.
So you have to sing about chicken parm, it tastes so good.
That pays a lot of millions of dollars.
Right,
somehow.
Right. And then that's how you get the Papa John's guy to French kiss
you
when you win the Super Bowl.
bro hug.
I mean, that's how that goes, my friend. And I, you know, it's a thing.
Then he suffers. So why should we be upset? I mean, look, he gave. I would have been more upset after the Super Bowl, if he went up to Manning and like did something that was disrespectful. Just like, all right, whatever, I pass on the handshake or the good game guy, you know, thing.
But this is
him. He was down, and the reporters are slamming questions at him about, oh, didn't you let down your team? Isn't your team upset? And you're upset, and I mean, I don't know. That, you know, I guess you could rise above it, but the guy was caught in the moment.
Well, I think. I think that's the difference. Cam Newton. What is in his fourth,
I think.
26 years old.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's old enough now, as in the NFL years, to know how the game is played, to understand that he's now on the biggest of stages. He's an incredibly skilled guy. Mm-hmm.
Got humiliated, though. Sacked, what,
seven times?
Yeah, but it's a defense. I mean, you got humiliated. It's a game. It's the whole point. That's why, you know, these defenses are they're great because they're these defenses. So, I don't know. He can't. You just cannot behave like that in the NFL.
Yeah.
So,
I
mean,
or any sport.
The NFL, the only thing you can do in the NFL is beat your spouse or your girlfriend and get away with it.
That's
you
okay.
You are not allowed to sulk in the NFL.
That's right. Drag right. them around, exactly. do whatever you need, but yeah. not the sulking thing.
Right. Beat them up in an elevator. That's fine.
Mm. Yes.
Other than that, you're no, sir. Now you've embarrassed the NFL.
Number two.
The Oscars. And diversity, a hot topic, right? The Oscar lunch today. The nominees were in Beverly Hills. Here's Sylvester Stallone saying that he was open to the idea of a boycott, but ultimately left the decision up to Ryan Coogler, his nickname is Googler because he likes the internet, who directed Creed, the guy who directed Creed, who's an African-American.
I said, if you want me to go, I'll go. If you don't, I won't. And he goes, no, we want you to go. We want you. That's the kind of guy he is. I want you to go and respect us and, you know, stand up for the film. I do believe that things will change. It was just a matter of time. And eventually all talent will rise to the top. It's just a matter of getting, I guess, a new paradigm, a new way of thinking.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting thing to ask. It's a little strange. Yeah,
that's a permission of the black person okay. you know in the industry.
Exactly. It's okay. It's Black History Month. Can I go? I don't know what to do.
Still rooting for him, though. Sylvester Stallone.
I know. Yeah. And I'm sure that Ryan Coogler is probably like, hey, you're going to win this thing.
Yeah,
go.
You better be there.
Go. It's good for the movie. All right. And finally.
Number one.
Trumpster last night, repeating the offensive term a woman attending his rally shouted in reference to Ted Cruz.
They asked Ted Cruz, serious question, well, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely, and he didn't. He said, well, he's concerned about the answer because some people, she just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out because I don't want to. Okay, you're not allowed to say, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a. That's terrible. Terrible.
No.
So terrible, he repeated it over and over and over again.
His spokesperson, Katrina Pearson, who's really a pleasure. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Trump today.
Oh, he was defending.
Oh,
right?
I thought we were going to hear from Katrina. I love Katrina Pearson because
she had a very interesting response to it today.
Yes, but here's Trump actually responding directly to the accusations.
It is using profanity presidential.
Well, I'm having a lot of fun with our audience. We had 5,000 people in the arena last night, the Verizon Arena, in a huge blizzard. I mean, you saw the weather was incredible. And it was an amazing evening, and we were getting standing ovations, and they were all excited. And I did, a woman screamed out a word a couple of times, and I said, you should never use that word. Here's the word. And we just had a lot of fun. I was repeating her word, and it wasn't a particularly rough word.
Just like a retweet, he said. So just like a retweet, you know.
Yeah, that's what Katrina Pearson said about it, too. They have a talking point. Wait, here's more Trump.
I'm just asking whether or not it's presidential.
No, I wouldn't do it. And as a president, as I get closer and closer, you know, I went to the best school and I went to, you know, I did very well. I know exactly what to say. I have an uncle that was, a top professor at MIT. I know exactly what to say. As it winds down and as you get closer and closer, you do change your tone. And I would certainly change my tone. But I had thousands and thousands of people. And, you know, it's snowy night and we want to have a little fun. And I just repeated a word.
Just a word.
Idiot. I've been the smartest guy in the room. Look at what a genius I am.
Yeah, his spokesperson said Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. There you go. So you can shout the P word in a crowded audience.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, apparently
it's
you can.
Okay
in a crowded theater.
Crowded theater.
You can scream in a crowd. Oh, that makes a ton of sense.
The top five at five.